It's Giving Tuesday. Did you know it's Giving Tuesday, Guillermo?
Yes, Jimmy, I knew.
You know why they do Giving Tuesday?
No, I don't know why.
It is, it's been around since 2012. The idea is after you spend a disgusting amount of money on your kids and on Black Friday and Cyber Monday, you feel so guilty, you make a donation to try to avoid going to hell, I guess. And the CDC is recommending that every American adult get a COVID booster shot now that this Omicron variant is on the loose. President Biden said Omicron is a cause for concern, not a cause for panic, which is fine, but I feel like the only cause for panic for Joe Biden is when the five and dime runs out of malted milk balls or something. The CEO of Moderna, who knows about this sort of thing, said he's spoken to scientists who told him the variant is, quote, not going to be good. It's kind of like when the trailer for the movie Cats came out, the only thing we knew was, well, it's not going to be good, but we didn't know the extent of how not good it would be. If you've been watching Fox News, you know that the real enemy isn't the virus or the do-my-own-research geniuses who refuse to get the vaccine. The real enemy is Dr. Fauci.
So it's easy to criticize, but they're really criticizing science because I represent science.
The man now believes he's a deity accountable to no one.
Dr. Fauci says he is the all-powerful Oz, and we shouldn't question him.
That's a very grandiose statement on his part.
L'état, c'est moi. I am the state. It is this delusion of grandeur.
Tony Fauci has morphed into an even shorter version of Benito Mussolini.
This is what people say to me, that he doesn't represent science to them. He represents Joseph Mengele, Dr. Joseph Mengele, the Nazi doctor who did experiments on Jews during the Second World War and in the concentration camps.
It looks like Laura Logan has been eating Tide Pods again. It's that is just so outrageous, Joseph Mengele. Let me tell you, screwball, something about Dr. Fauci, because I've had enough of this, and he's too nice to say this himself. This man has been working on behalf of the public, that's us, for more than 50 years. He served under six presidents, starting with Reagan, President Bush, President Clinton, another President Bush, Obama, Trump, and now Biden, Republicans and Democrats. This is a guess that his politics have anything to do with his work or what he recommends. It's ridiculous, and it's a lie, and he doesn't deserve it. He didn't ask for this. He's not a politician. He's a doctor. His interest is in protecting us from disease. Remember AIDS and Ebola and the Zika virus? He worked on all of those things, and thank God there's someone who's educated enough and devoted enough to figure this stuff out for us, because we are not going to figure it out ourselves. And what are the thanks he gets? He gets scumbags like Ted Cruz, like Rand Paul, like that vile, inflatable Macy's parade balloon of dog... Tucker Carlson, making up lies to take him down. And they do it, the reason they do it is so they can keep terrifying old people, which is basically what they do for a living. They scare senior citizens in order to get ratings and money and votes. But to do that, they need villains. To scare grandma, they need fresh villains. So they zero in on this tiny, adorable, tired man who's done nothing but good for the world. Dr. Fauci's probably done more good for the world than all of us in this room combined. I mean, is Malala here? Because I don't, maybe not, but that doesn't matter to them. They see him as a character in this real world WrestleMania they've cooked up. They make him a heel, which is a bad guy, and they make stuff up about him. They insinuate that he helped develop the virus in China. He's part of the deep state. He does cruel experiments on puppies. They will say anything to tear him down. They'd say he invented mosquitoes if people were dumb enough to believe it. And guess what? People are dumb enough to believe it. They're attacking this friendly man from Brooklyn with a family. He graduated first in his class at Cornell. He's an American. President Bush gave him the Medal of Freedom. Even Trump says he liked him. He doesn't say that about his own children, okay? The idea that anyone would be angry because he says he represents science. He's a scientist. That's like being angry that a manicurist says she represents nails. He is a brilliant public servant who these monsters now threaten and accuse and slander and put in real danger with these disgusting lies. These nutjobs who follow them are threatening him. A man who's trying to keep us alive is getting death threats. Can you imagine that? Ted Cruz says he should be prosecuted. For what? I have no idea. Ted Cruz should be prosecuted for illegally... for illegally using a ferret as a beard. And I laughed. Here's the thing. When Dr. Jonas Salk helped cure polio, nobody accused him of eating babies. He didn't need an armed security detail because there wasn't a gang of uneducated morons threatening to chip him off to Guantanamo Bay. Everyone was rooting for Jonas Salk. Every family in this country was mailing dimes to the White House to help out. You people keep saying you want to make America great again. Wouldn't getting a handle on this be one of those great American moments from the 50s we're so nostalgic for? We are lucky to have Dr. Fauci. And if you people drive him away because he decides he's had enough, which he would be totally justified in doing, guess what? We're replacing him with Dr. Dre. And I'm going to tell you something. If you threaten him, that's not going to work out well for you at all.
Remember to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central, only on ABC.